There you have our opening number on today's show. Jill Corey, Glenn Osser's orchestra, and Bye Bye Blues. Right now, on behalf of the Air Force, I should like to say welcome to the show, Jill Corey.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Jill, I understand that you're appearing here in New York right now, right?
At the Copacabana on 60th Street between 5th and Madison. And I'm very, very happy about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm headlining, and I don't usually do that. When I work nightclubs, I either go on first or second, and then there's always a comic that I work with. I'm working with a comic, but he goes on first, and I headline. It's very thrilling. My father has even come in from Pennsylvania to see me. He saw me last night, and he's very pleased.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is something certainly to be very happy about. Your home is originally in Pennsylvania?
Avonmore. It's about 40 miles east of Pittsburgh and population 1,300. It's a coal mining area. My family's in the coal mining business also.
Mm-hmm. I see. Tell me, Jill, just what brought you around to taking up singing for a diversion?
Well, I started when I was 8, first in amateur hours, and that lasted for about 4 years. And then one of the prizes for winning the amateur hour was a radio show. And I guessed it on it just once, and then the manager decided I should have my own show, so I had it for a full year. I didn't get paid, and it was called Hometown Review, and it was a very good experience. And then I started singing with a dance band after school when I was 13. I made $5 a night, and that lasted for 3.5 years. And then right after I graduated from high school, a radio station manager asked me to make a tape of my voice. He said he knew a friend, and he wanted to see what he could do for me. So I made the tape without any accompaniment or anything. I didn't think anything would happen to it. And he sent it to Mitch Miller. That was his friend. And Mitch Miller is, as we know, the A&R man of Columbia Records. And he liked the tape and asked me to come into New York and audition personally for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And I got the Columbia record contract. And that same day, I auditioned for Dave Garraway, who was starting a new television series. And I got both jobs. And also the cover of Life.
Wow.
About a month after that. So.
Yes. Well, let's get back then to another number by you here on the Air Force show. What would you like to do for us next?
Oh, Last Night in the Back Porch. That's a nice happy sound.
Mm-hmm. It's from an album, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Called Sometimes I'm Happy and Sometimes I'm Blue.